3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Broadcasting to the four corners of the conservative universe, it's the Matlock Show. He loves all things conservative politics, and if there's a microphone nearby, you can bet he'll be the one beating the left over the head with it. And now, a true original, the common sense conservative, here's your host, Matlock.
Oh yeah, that's right, beating the left over the head with the Truth Daily. Welcome into the Matlock Show, wrapped the fastest 5 minutes in radio. Check out the big show today as I discuss Virginia public schools. Well, they're going to defy Governor Glenn Youngkin, doubling down on the masking rules. Now, I want you to think about this. Public schools are doubling down on the fact that an executive order that is bound in law, they're just going to refuse to follow it. To hell with the rules, to hell with the law, to hell with the voters who went and voted Glenn Youngkin into office. We are going to do whatever the hell we want to do. And I'm going to tell you right now, they should all get thrown in jail. Tune into the big show to find out what I really say about the whole thing. John Nolte. Over at Breitbart, country moved 14 points toward the GOP in 2021. It's the biggest move ever. Normally, Democrats outnumber Republicans. We're seeing in Florida, where Republicans now outnumber Democrats for the first time in history. The movement is real, and if you don't pay attention to social media or big tech, you would know that the country is center-right. House Republicans raise a record, a fundraising record. You know, Joe Biden's getting all these records that are bad. Republicans raised $140 million in 2021, obliterating fundraising records. Now, you're going to have to hear my take on the big show coming up at 11 a.m. today. You're going to have to, you're going to listen, because it's crazy that we continue to sit here and send money to a party that are they really doing what you and I are asking them to do? 59% of Democrats favor government confining unvaccinated Americans to their homes, and really the shocker of this story, by the way, is I don't even know that the Democrats, by a 47% margin, want to use a smartphone app or a wearable device to track unvaccinated people so that they know where they're at all times. They're going to put you on house arrest for not following your betters. They want you confined, put in camps, put an ankle bracelet on you, or track your phone so that they can feel safe. And if you don't think that's happening, if you're thinking, oh, Matlock, that's craziness, that's never going to happen, pay attention, America. Canada admits to tracking 87% of the population via cell phone data during the lockdowns. Make sure you tune into the show today to get the whole story. And by the way, to finish off the entire show, which it's a fantastic show, you need to Angry Matt shows up, so you better tune in at 11 a.m. where all podcasts can be found over on Spreaker, iHeart, iTunes, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, you name it. Plurality of Americans say that Joey Puddin' Pop went too far in trying to get Americans vaccinated. So how do you marry all of that together when the Democrats want to put you in confinement in prison, but the majority of Americans tell you that Puddin' Pop went too far? I'm telling you what, you got to tune in to the show today, 11 a.m. Eastern, where all podcasts can be found, The Matlock Show. Go find me, The Matlock Show, on Telegram, Rumble, and on Gab, or at Real Matlock. Go do it. It's a fantastic show. Appreciate each and every one of you. That's a wrap. Matlock out.